So the other night, I'm driving home from playing tennis, and I'm feeling good, having been on the court and looking forward to getting home, take a shower and relax. And given the late hour, I find it strange and annoying that there is traffic on Paper Mill Road. Wading through, I switch over to Willow Grove Avenue, and then approaching Stenton, I hit more backup. And next I do what I have read that I should not do, I make my own impromptu detour. I remember this article in the Inquirer outlining how many times when drivers create impromptu detours to avoid traffic, we end up costing ourselves more time than we would have spent if we had hung in there with the original route's slowness. Supposedly, that even includes sitting through traffic on the Schuylkill Expressway, but does anybody really believe that? No. Say it together, no. I know my wife does not believe that. So, I disregard the research. I say, heck with it, I bypass this long line of cars turning left. That's the route I usually take to go over to Crescent Valley Drive. Drive straight on down. I meander through Chestnut Hill. After five blocks, I am slowly making my way on some narrow street with speed bumps, and I say, there's no way I saved any time on this detour. Spiritual question of the month is, what does it mean to be a people of journey? We Unitarian Universalists are amongst those who cherish sharing about our life journeys. We welcome people into beloved community, not by asking them to commit to a religious creed, but by inviting them to share about the experience, strength, and hope of their journeys. We bind ourselves to one another not by claiming that we all have the same journey, but by offering each other space to discover our unique journeys. So today we're reflecting on detours, roundabout routes taken to avoid something or to visit something along the way. Through the experience of our own lives, we know that sometimes life absolutely imposes a detour. Our hearts are with the people of Alabama and Louisiana, devastated by tornadoes. Hundreds of homes were crushed. At least 20 people died, many injured. I heard a Baptist preacher explaining how they had made their church a base of recovery operations. It's a place where they are handing out material supplies. They are continuing to look for deceased folks in the community. They're continuing to search for personal items that may be intact enough to return to the owner. One man's items from his wallet were found blown down the road to the next town. They returned them to him. The tornado imposed the need for people to take a new route in their lives. A Baptist pastor eloquently reminds people, including in the memorial services, that even fresh in the wake of this major shock, they have capacity to choose how and where they go from here in the living of their lives. Whether dealing with tragedy or more regular times, we all have some capacity to choose where we go from here, including by taking roundabout routes not previously envisioned or planned. Anthropologist Mary Catherine Bateson wrote a book, which a number of you have read, I know, Composing a Life, Life as a Work in Progress. Bateson encourages people to grow into more fully developed emotional stages. She says in those stages we have a willingness to question and purposefully alter our own conditions and habits. A willingness to question and purposefully alter our own conditions and habits. If a particular arrangement is not necessary, it might be possible to choose to change it. I always feel blessed that I grew up in a Unitarian Universalist community where our parents intentionally questioned many of their conditions and habits. In the 70s and 80s, many of the parents of our church rejected traditional gender-based division of labor at home. So, for example, this is in the 70s, a number of the fathers did the grocery shopping or vacuumed or made kids' lunches for school. And many of the mothers cut the grass or washed the car or managed the checkbook. And as we became teenagers in the church, we started to notice and appreciate, wow, look at our parents go, man. They are taking detours from the journeys they were shown by their parents about what men and women are supposed to do at home. And I believe that the detours they took to a wider road helped all of us in those days, the adults and the children of the church, to recognize possibilities for living fuller, richer lives. My dad ironed his shirts. He liked a fresh shirt, and he just did it, never talked about it. And when I got older, I said, wow, man, that's something. There's something there. Composing a life involves integrating one's own commitments into the mix as circumstances and context change. One of the many stories I admire deeply about my wife involves how she responded to the ending of her first marriage. And Kristen, to the ending of her first marriage, Kristen has given me permission to tell this story today. Kristen was in her early 30s and her marriage as it fell apart. As one road unexpectedly shut down, Kristen took time to discern what she truly wanted to do and then improvised by joining the Peace Corps. In the wake of divorce, she joined the Peace Corps. The decision led to 3 years working and living in the Dominican Republic. Kristen says joining the Peace Corps and living in the Dominican Republic helped renew her faith that she would keep moving along and have a full and whole life. That is an impressive detour to me that the woman I love with all my heart took. It also was the place that she perfected her beautiful merengue and salsa moves. For real. Here are some ideas to keep in mind when you are taking a detour. When you're deciding if you will take a detour, you can listen to your soul and follow the truth found there within about what path is calling you. You can also use what we might call crowdsourced navigation systems. Okay, so Waze is a cool app that I dig. It helps, you know, I don't totally understand it, but apparently it's getting data from all its users. So if I'm thinking, this route's not working, this is driving, maybe I'll go this way. Well, Waze will say, no, some other people tried it. Don't go that way. Some other people tried this way, which you might not have thought of. Take this way. Okay, I wouldn't have known that. Crowdsourced. Well, in more of the living of our lives, Waze could be a beloved community, could be USG helping you. This is where we share our stories, listen to each other. Hey, you tried that way? I wouldn't have thought of that. I'm going to try that. I need a detour. I'm going to try your detour. You share with me that didn't work? Okay, thank you. I will use that as a cautionary tale, respectfully and humbly. And then, you know, no matter what, you decide and take the path that best suits you, not the path that should best suit you. This may involve letting go of the idea that taking the journey will bring limelight or public acclaim. I know a woman I'll call Jane. Jane lives in a retirement community where she holds a volunteer job, which very few people know about. Jane never coveted the job. She didn't even know it existed. But one day, a neighbor said, "Hey, I have an important job, and I think you'd be perfect for it." The job is, when a resident in the community dies, they need a person to help the loved ones go through possessions and make decisions. Jane took the job, and she helps families in bereavement decide what to keep, what to offer to friends, what to sell, what to throw away. Salvation Army. Jane's very modest. She doesn't tell practically anybody that she does it, but she knows, and I know, from knowing her, she's very kind and very pragmatic. That's a good way for her to be of use to others in need. And the detour, this job she didn't think she was going to do, helps Jane feel less isolation, more connection, of more use. Another thought to keep in mind when taking a detour is to give comfort to others. This may be as brief as a kind hello when passing someone on the path. A Zen story tells. One day, Joshua fell down and called out, "Help me up! Help me up, somebody!" A monk who was walking on a nearby path took a detour off his path in order to come. The monk comes over, lays down beside Joshua. Joshua gets up, walks away. Then the monk returns to his detour, goes on his previous route. You tell me. What does it mean? I think what it may mean, one of the meanings is detours can manifest, providing simple and brief moments to connect with a fellow sojourner. With open heart, we can take a detour, not to play the savior, but to pay attention to the miracle of life together, and then together maybe be energized for the next leg. The detour you take may or may not save you time. The detour you take may or may not be spectacular, but it could be the perfect route for you at that moment in this wondrous universe. Changing it up may help us to realize that our grasping for the way we want the world to be, or pushing away what actually is, are driving us crazy. Taking a new way may help us to fall openly and unabashedly in love with life as it is. Blessings be. Amen.